The left's new sugar daddy Alex Soros had 20 meetings at Joe Biden's White House, so far. By Rebecca Mansour on July 9, 2023. Alex Soros, the son and heir apparent to billionaire left-wing philanthropist George Soros, had 20 meetings at President Joe Biden's White House with Biden administration officials, according to the latest White House visitor logs. According to the visitor logs, the younger Soros has visited the Biden White House 15 times, met with officials 20 times, and attended a state dinner for French President Emmanuel Macron at which President Biden was in attendance. In total, Alex Soros visited the Biden White House on the following days for meetings with these officials, in descending chronological order. March 31, 2023, Amanda Sloat, National Security Council Senior Director for Europe. March 30, 2023, John Finer, Principal Deputy National Security Advisor. March 29, 2023, Nina Srivastava, Advisor to then White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. February 10, 2023, Jordan Finkelstein, Special Assistant to the President and Chief of Staff for Senior Biden Advisor Anita Dunn. February 9, 2023, John Finer, Principal Deputy National Security Advisor. February 8, 2023, Mariana Adame, Advisor to the Counselor of the President Steve Ricchetti. December 2, 2022, Mariana Adame, Advisor to the Counselor of the President Steve Ricchetti. December 2, 2022, John Finer, Principal Deputy National Security Advisor. December 1, 2022, State Dinner on the South Lawn for French President Emmanuel Macron attended by President Biden. December 1, 2022, Nina Srivastava, Advisor to then White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. October 14, 2022, Mariana Adame, Advisor to the Counselor of the President Steve Ricchetti, met twice that day. October 6, 2022, John Finer, Principal Deputy National Security Advisor. October 6, 2022, Kimberly Lang, Executive Assistant to the National Security Advisor. September 15, 2022, John Finer, Principal Deputy National Security Advisor. September 14, 2022, Nina Srivastava, Advisor to then White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain, met twice that day. April 22, 2022, Madeleine Strasser, Advisor to then White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. April 22, 2022, Hazel Castillo, Staff Assistant to Principal Deputy National Security Advisor John Finer. December 15, 2021, John Finer, Principal Deputy National Security Advisor. October 29, 2021, Madeleine Strasser, Advisor to then White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. While it is unknown what was discussed in these meetings, the fact that they involve so many national security officials at a time when the Biden administration is heavily focused on the war in Ukraine may offer a clue. Mark Leonard, the director of the European Council on Foreign Relations, which George Soros Open Society Foundations, OSF, funds, told The Washington Post that the war in Ukraine is a key focus for the younger Soros. Alex Soros is in daily contact with the Soros Foundation in Ukraine, talking to different governments about their policy towards Ukraine, Leonard said. The Post also notes that the OSF describes itself as the largest independent funder of Ukrainian civil society and citizen groups for more than three decades. However, Alex Soros' meetings with Mariana Adame, the advisor to Biden administration counselor Steve Ricchetti, might involve the younger Soros' interest in the 2024 presidential election. Ricchetti, a longtime Biden loyalist and former K Street lobbyist, was the chairman of Biden's 2020 campaign and was instrumental in helping Biden secure big campaign contributions from Wall Street financiers. Last month, Alex Soros was announced as the heir apparent to his father's $25 billion global left-wing nonprofit empire, The Wall Street Journal reported. The 37-year-old Soros assumed the leadership of the OSF last December when the foundation's board elected him to replace his father as chairman. For the past 2 years, he has served as president of his father's super PAC, called Democracy PAC, which controls about $125 million in funds that it cedes to U.S. politicians and political causes. Democracy PAC gave so much money to Democrats in the 2022 midterms that it made George Soros the largest individual donor in that election cycle, The Washington Post reported. In recent U.S. elections, the elder Soros campaign donations with the most significant consequences involved the election of progressive prosecutors around the country who are dedicated to criminal justice reforms that eschew the prosecution and incarceration of criminals. The rise of these Soros-backed prosecutors has coincided with a massive surge in murder and crime in many Democrat-run cities, including many where these prosecutors have implemented radical policies toward policing and incarceration, Breitbart's Joel Polak reported. Alex Soros told the Journal that he and his father think alike, but he is more political than the elder Soros. The Soros heir expressed particular interest in U.S. political causes involving voting and abortion rights, as well as gender equity. And he has indicated that stopping Donald Trump from winning the 2024 election remains a major concern and one for which he appears willing to use his considerable financial resources to prevent. He told the Journal, "As much as I would love to get money out of politics, as long as the other side is doing it, we will have to do it, too." A study of Alex Soros' social media accounts is a veritable who's who of Democratic Party elites. He regularly shares photos on Instagram and Twitter touting his close relationships and multiple meetings with leading Democratic Party figures. A partial list, which is by no means exhaustive, includes his meetings with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, whose Senate Majority PAC received $2 million in 2018 from the younger Soros and $14 million from the Soros Super PAC in 2022, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, whose House Majority PAC received $5 million from the Soros Super PAC in 2022, House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, former President Barack Obama, former Secretary of State and 2016 presidential candidate Hillary Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, with whom Alex recently traveled to Europe and joined in a meeting with Pope Francis, Vice President Kamala Harris, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Senator Raphael Warnock, DGA, who received $1 million for his runoff campaign from the Soros Super PAC, Missouri Attorney General Keith Ellison, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and, of course, President Joe Biden. According to the Journal, the majority of the $25 billion left-wing empire that Soros inherits will be directed to OSF, which currently controls about $1.5 billion that it funnels to various left-wing organizations around the world to promote abortion, mass migration, amnesty for illegal aliens, legalization of prostitution, climate change activism, and what the OSF characterizes as democracy, transparency, and freedom of speech. The funding of the Soros philanthropic and financial empire has always been complicated to track. A ProPublica report in 2021 revealed that George Soros was able to transfer billions of dollars to OSF and millions to left-wing political campaigns in years when he paid no federal income tax. In a statement to ProPublica, a Soros spokesperson claimed that the billionaire had lost money on his investments between 2016 and 2018, which accounts for why he paid no federal income taxes in those years, despite his long-held belief that wealthy Americans should pay higher taxes. Breitbart's Polak reported. It is not clear exactly how Soros lost so much money. The stock market rose substantially between 2016 and 2018. At its high in 2018, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was over 70% higher than it had been at its lowest point in 2016. Notably, however, Soros had plenty of money to donate to Democrats and left-wing causes that were organizing the so-called resistance to President Donald Trump. It was in 2018 that Soros began spending millions of dollars to elect left-wing prosecutors across the nation. Those contributions have helped shape nationwide efforts at criminal justice reform. Moreover, in 2017, Soros gave a staggering $18 billion to his Open Society Foundations, which funds left-wing causes. The New York Times described it as one of the largest transfers of wealth ever made by a private donor to a single foundation. It may also have functioned as a tax shelter, allowing Soros to deduct money from his taxable income. The 92-year-old Hungarian-born George Soros made his billions as a hedge fund manager with an astute comprehension of changing political and economic trends, which allowed him to make successful wagers in global stock, bonds, and currency markets. His most famous and lucrative single bet was his decision in 1992 to short the British pound, a gamble that bagged him $1 billion and earned him the title of the man who broke the Bank of England, as one British newspaper dubbed him. Rebecca Mansour is senior editor at large for Breitbart News. Follow her on Twitter at @RAMansour.